This might be termed as dramatic to some people, but I would do anything to protect my animals, my guide dog and my pet dog. And, you know, I would do anything to get away from a situation where I felt, for any reason, they were in danger. The unfortunate position is if you can't see at all, you can only tell by what you can hear and, you know, what's going on in the environment. And that's equally awful. But if you can see something a bit and it looks scary, then you're going to act on your, you know, impulse. That's a normal thing to do. So, you know, whether rules of what guide dogs have said or haven't said, you know, there are certain rules you should do if there's a fire, but, you know, no one knows what they're going to act like if their house was on fire. They're going to do what they can to, you know, get out of their house and get their pets safely. I mean, I've been told, obviously, I know it's a slightly different subject, if there was a fire, you should do this and leave your home and whatever, and you shouldn't, you know, bother with whatever. But, you know, how many people wouldn't go back in and try and get their pets or their children or whatever, because that's the natural thing to do. So to me, it is natural for somebody with some residual vision, if they can see danger coming, to get the hell out of that situation as quick and as fast as they can, and especially if they know that area as well. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, it doesn't matter whether you've got some vision or not. You know, people who have guide dogs who don't have them don't use them all the time. But even people without vision go out without their guide dogs or with a cane, and if the situation suits. So I don't think that's any issue to do with whether someone can see or can't see, but I can understand everybody has their point of view. And basically, my point of view is that I do agree with Dizzy Finker, and I personally believe I would have reacted in a similar way. Thank God she had that lady who was there, who stuck up for her, because, you know, if that lady hadn't been there and that man was still being nasty to her, I believe he would have let his dog attack her dog. And I don't believe he wanted the dog to play together. And if he did, he must be the most stupidest man on earth, because he could see she was working the dog. It was on harness. Everybody knows, unless there's something the matter with them, roughly what a guide dog is, and that it's a working dog, and that when it's on harness, it shouldn't be distracted in any way. And, you know, for a pet owner to believe that, you know, he could let his dog just play with a guide dog without asking the owner is absolutely atrocious, actually. And I think maybe guide dogs need to do more awareness on that issue themselves. Anyway, I'm off now. That's what I